This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Perhaps you've heard someone ask, what about the people in foreign lands who have never heard of Jesus? Was it a question or an accusation? And what is the answer? Today, Leroy Imes looks at the issue in the light of Genesis, chapters 18 through 20. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard someone accuse God of being unfair? Recently, I was asked to share Christ with the members of a professional basketball team and their coach. We were all sitting around the dinner table in the home of some friends of ours, and these friends had become acquainted with the team and had invited the team over to meet Virginia and me and to hear our testimony as to how we had come to faith in Christ. After the meal, we all pushed our chairs back, and John asked me to share with the group my own personal experience with God. When I was finished, I asked them, "You got any questions?" Immediately, the coach's hand went up, and he asked a question I've heard 100 times. "What about the heathen in Africa who have never heard? Do you mean to tell me that God will send all those people to hell even though they've never had a chance to hear the message?" He then settled back in his chair, assuming that he had me stumped. "Good question," I said. "Let me answer it by starting out with a question to you. Do you believe God is a God of love?" "Yes, of course," he said. "Do you believe God will treat people fairly?" "Yes," he said. "Then," I said, "you believe exactly what the Bible teaches, because the Bible says, 'Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?' So leave the heathen in the hands of God. He will do what is right, not by your standards, but by his. Your concern should be for your own soul, because now you have heard the message, and God calls upon you to repent and believe the gospel." Immediately he understood the issue involved, and in a recent letter from my friends, they wrote that he wanted to talk very seriously about his own salvation. One powerful truth in today's passage is found in Genesis 18:25. "Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" God will always do what is right and fair in his dealings with us and with others. Abraham's initial reaction to God's plan to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah was that it wouldn't be fair for God to destroy the righteous along with the wicked. But as Abraham talked with God, he found the answer to his question. Yes, the judge of all the earth will do right, and we can trust God to be fair in his dealings with us every time, all the time. What a tremendous truth to share as we reach out to those around us with the message of salvation. The God of love, who looks on us with patience, love, and forgiveness, is also the judge of all the earth who will do right. Christian, let me ask you a very serious question. Are you harboring an accusation against God that he has treated you unfairly, perhaps in your health, in your job promotion that never came, financial problems, problems with your kids? Identify and surrender that issue to the Lord. The judge of all the earth has done right in your life too. So until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your personal study of the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each issue contains a daily Bible reading guide and comments on each passage designed to give you practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, when should we expect life to get easier? Join us on Daily Discipleship.